This is Mindanao Times Headline News.
Today is Saturday, September 11, and these are the headlines. Health experts in the region have called on the public to enhance their way of exercising minimum health standards as the daily number of COVID-19 cases has continued to rise. They also called on those who have yet to get vaccinated to schedule their inoculation as soon as possible because this is one way of ensuring they are protected from the grave effects of the virus. On Thursday night, the Davao region recorded the highest number of daily cases at 1,253, with 700 of them from Davao City, 59 from Davao de Oro, 249 from Davao del Norte, 169 from Davao del Sur, 3 from Davao Occidental, and 73 from Davao Oriental. Early this week, the city government announced it has tapped the private sector to assist in tracing down those who have been exposed to COVID-19 individuals. In another development, members of the indigenous communities in Pakibato District initiated a campaign to inform the public that their ancestral domains are not for sale. To launch the campaign, Barangay Salapawan Tribal Chieftain Dato Amansing Sampiano led a ritual as the Ata tribe installed billboards in the community that informed the public that their ancestral domains are not for sale. This is to reiterate the provision of the Indigenous Peoples' Rights Act, which prohibits the selling of ancestral domains. In business, financial institutions that violated laws between 2018 and 2020 paid 859 million to the Banco Central ng Pilipinas. BSP Governor Benjamin Jokno said that among the violations included the non-compliance with BSP issuances on mandatory credit and other BSP regulatory requirements. In sports, it will be an all-teen final in the U.S. Open between Canada's Leila Fernandez and Great Britain's Emma Raducanu. The 19-year-old Fernandez was the first to book a final ticket when she defeated second seed Arina Sabalenka. Raducanu, 18, conquered Maria Sakkari in the semi-final match. You are listening to the audio edition of the Mindanao Times. Eternal vigilance is the price of freedom. For more stories, log on to www.mindanaotimes.com.ph. This is Deborah Uson for the headlines.